Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The third baseman, Maury Wills. Batting third. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moose. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Moose. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball four. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Potek moves to second. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from May and he is safe. Brock steals second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. There goes Flood trying to get to third. Alou throws the ball into Wills, who tags Flood for the out. One out. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a pop-up towards third. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Moose scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moose strikes out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a line drive towards first. Clendenin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills strikes out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cepeda moves to third. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shannon moves to second. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shannon scores. Maxville moves to third. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Luke Walker now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from May and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maxville scores. Gibson moves to third. Brock moves to second. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive towards short. Maxville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards third. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda juggles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon strikes out. 1 out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota pinch hits for Al McBean. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota strikes out. 1 out. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 3 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Wills reaches second base with a double. Potek moves to third. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Potek tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Pirates, 4, Cardinals, 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Gary Kolb pinch runs for Willie Stargell. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville misplays the ball. That's an error on Maxville. Kolb scores. Clendenin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-3 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Pirates. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Alley moves to second. One out. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Kolb now playing left field. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shannon hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Julian Javier. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Davis pinch runs for Tim McCarver. Bobby Tolan pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Bob Gibson. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a line drive towards third. Wills reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.